Earthquakes are just one of the natural hazards of life in California. We're also vulnerable to landslides in many areas, especially here on the North Coast. The California Geological Survey has now published the maps to prove that. Chris Wills is a geologist with the survey team.
We've produced a landslide susceptibility map, which shows those areas most likely to have landslides based only on the strength of the rocks and the steepness of slope. And so we can combine those two and say, where are the weak rocks on steep slopes? The idea with that is you can go on from there to say, if you have a particular amount of rainfall, or if you have a particular amount of earthquake shaking, what's the likelihood that you will trigger landslides?
In most of Sonoma and Mendocino counties, and major portions of Marin and Humboldt, the maps show that the chances are pretty good.
When you look just at weak rocks on steep slopes, much of the North Coast has the right conditions. And then when you look at overall rainfall potential, the high rainfall is on the North Coast. So even when you take our susceptibility map and convert it to a hazard map, it's likely that the North Coast will have the higher landslide hazard than much of the rest of the state.
That's not just because of the concentrations of rainfall and fault lines, Wills adds. The rock itself is a big factor.
The Franciscan complex rocks in the coast ranges are relatively weak sandstones and shales compared to the metamorphic and granitic rocks in the Sierras. So if you put the Franciscan rocks in the coast ranges on an equivalently steep slope as the Sierra rocks, the coast range rocks will be much more likely to slide. If you look at the density of actual historic landslides, there are many, many more of them in the coast ranges than in the Sierras. The rocks are just more prone to slides.
That's another geologic indicator of where future landslide hazards are highest, places where the slope has already slid.
All existing landslides have our lowest category of rock strength. So the idea is this massive rock has already slid down the hill. It's been broken up. So the rock strength is lowered to the level of a soil. So it's more prone to landsliding again than intact rock that has not slid.
The landslide susceptibility maps, which are all downloadable at the agency's website, were created as part of a multi-hazard demonstration program of the U.S. Geological Survey. Will says their main purpose is to serve as a planning tool for emergency responders, to help them anticipate likely problem areas and prepare contingency plans and alternative routes, at least where that's possible.
On the Sonoma coast, we've prepared detailed landslide maps, specifically for Caltrans, showing them all of the landslides we can interpret from the landscape and the geologic mapping along their highway corridor, trying to give them a sense of how many there are, how dense the landslides are, and what kind of damage could occur if that particular landslide were to be active.
Landslides cause over $2 billion in damage in the United States annually and kill 25 to 50 people per year. The last landslide-related fatality in California happened 5 years ago in Mill Valley. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.